This is Apologetics Live. To answer your questions, your host from Striving for Eternity Ministries, Andrew Rappaport.
And we are live. Got my headphones on just in the right minute, didn't I? Yeah, we're live tonight. We're enjoying a thunderstorm, and we're having torrential downpours and all kinds of problems with weather. And we have Brother Josiah. He's actually having issues as well with I believe he's under a tornado watch. So he'll be in here in just a second. I just want to welcome everybody to another show for Apologetics Live. I haven't been on in a while. I've been having some stuff go on, and we'll talk about it in just a minute. But want to welcome everybody, say hello to everyone. Want to invite everyone to give us a review, come on in and have a conversation with us if you want to. Tonight we're going to be talking about the socialist left, if you will. And when I say socialist left, you don't have to be on the left-hand side of the parties. It's actually both sides that are part of the social agenda. And the issue that we're going to be talking tonight about primarily is transgender indoctrination, homosexual indoctrination that is going on in our society. And what can we as Christians do about these things? Atomic Apologetics says, hey, what's up? Brother, I miss you. Cluck Commander, I miss you, brother. Want to say howdy to everybody. My dear brother, Chris Honholtz, is in the house. Just love to have him jump in from time to time. It doesn't look like I'm able to get Facebook, as I probably have told some people. I've been having trouble with Facebook when it comes to StreamYard, me personally. When I'm on a show, Apologetics Live or anywhere else, I can't see the discussions usually that are going on Facebook. So I usually can't see them. I'm pretty sure being blocked by that media source is a common occurrence within Christianity. I think Christians are being blocked quite a bit. There you go. Humble Clay says, not just going on, it's being bulldozed over us. Yeah. Facebook is shadow banning, and they're stopping us from getting the information out. That's why I want to tell everybody up front, share this as much as you can. They're trying to block out Christianity and the Christians that are having these conversations that are necessary. And I believe with all my heart, in my own ministry work on, we had our church site. I had to actually change the name of it and reorganize it because I kept getting shut down just because we were putting Bible passages, sermons, and things like that from other Christians in. Guys, this is the world we live in. You know, the Bible tells us that in 2 Timothy that the evil days are going to grow worse and worse, and we're going to see these things. Wicked people, more and more and more, are going to try to overtake the world, and are they going to be successful at overtaking the world? You know, dispensational premillennial here. I believe the Bible in all of its words. I don't have to change it around and try to make it mean something it doesn't. And as a literalist, I take a literal interpretation, and I'll tell you something. If I look around and I see that the world's not getting better and better, I see for what it is. It is getting exactly as the Bible tells us it's going to happen. We are seeing this, just the wicked mentality. As Jesus said, when I return to the earth, will I even find faith on this earth, you know, when I come back? The question I'm going to ask you tonight is how are you standing up as a Christian and thinking biblically about the transgender homosexual agenda, about what's going on? We're going to talk about a lot of different ways that this agenda is coming in from the media, the government, social media, the entertainment world. All these things are just coming in at us. And guys, Jason Cave, he says, he's one of our subscribers. He comes in, he says, normal is not coming back. Jesus is. I really like that. Because what we got to realize is is this is normal. We've been in lull land. We've been lulled into this idea that as Christians, we shouldn't have, you know, any hardship or any strife, and we should be, you know, we should be taking dominion. We should be taking over. We should be doing, you know, this is our country. This is our world. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible doesn't give us a promise that we're going to rise up and take, you know, dominion, that we're going to rise up and take over with it. The Bible doesn't give us that promise. The Bible promises us that in the last days, evil men will wax worse and worse. And that's what we have to look forward to. Kind of on a personal note, first of all, I'm bringing my brother in. Howdy.
Hey.
What's your name again? I think I haven't seen you in about a month.
Well, I've been coming on here every once in a while.
Oh, I've been watching you, and I've been busy. Yeah. Oh, KT and Jesus. She's a dear friend. She says, you know, they've been watching this Truth Matters conference. There's some kind of conference going on up at the Ark.
Yeah, I think that's why our two regulars aren't on here.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a picture earlier that Justin Peters, he's my twin brother, guys, that he's tooling around, running around there, doing some fun stuff, having fun with people. And Andrew and Anthony are there. Quite a few others are there. Well, one of the things I've been doing is, thanks to Josiah, he kind of encouraged me. So I wrote an essay, an article, for seminary class, and it was about Halloween. It was a hermeneutics class I was doing, and it was, this turned into a little booklet. It's on Halloween under the light of Scripture. You can find it on Amazon, Halloween under the light of Scripture. It's right there on Amazon. You can pick it up. It's you can do it on paperback, where I'm reformatting it so it looks better, it flows better, endnotes, taking the bibliography out, reformatting it so it looks a little crisper, a little cleaner. And let's see, we have it on Kindle as well, right? Yeah, it's mm-hmm. on two different formats. It's paperback and on Kindle. I want to encourage you guys to get this. This book, when the opportunity came to discuss Halloween and do a history, a sourced history about Halloween and where it comes from, I jumped right on it. Dr. Michael Vlock, he's my hermeneutics professor, systematic theology professor, hopefully this fall. Just incredible, incredible brother. He said, you know, in all his years, he's never had anybody, you know, do a study of the history of Halloween, you know, through a hermeneutical lens. And how is it biblical? How can we justify being a part of it? And I said, you know what? I want to do that. And I asked him, I think I was 3 months into the year. And he said, I'll give you extra time. Just go do it. And I said, you know, I'm going to have to write more than 15 pages. And he said, just go with it. And, you know, he really enjoyed it. And I hope you guys do too.
He did a great job. I helped read it and put it together for him. And he did a great job outlining hermeneutics, how to interpret the Bible for yourself, and how to use those biblical principles to judge the history of Halloween. And he showed you stuff in their history that's just blows you away, how satanic and evil and child sacrifice that's behind it. And a lot of the actors and actresses in our culture that have done so much evil in it. It's outstanding how that has come down into our culture. It's not just kids dressing up like ghosts and witches. There's a lot more behind it that you need to be careful about.
Captain Black Eagle has expressed my problem in written form. He says, I told my professor it takes me 10 pages just to say hi. And that's my problem. I try to whittle it down, but it's There's so much to say. You know, Dr. Michael Vlock, he was at the Master's Seminary, and he's now at Shepherd's Theological Seminary. I tell everybody, come on, we'd love to have you. Come on down. You know, they're doing a lot of great stuff, a lot of hard work there. Bond Servant for Jesus, I want to say hey to you. Praying for you. I hope everything's going well with you. Let's see. Chris Honhold said something like, Peters is better looking than Justin. So Justin Peters is better looking than Justin Pierce. I have to agree. He probably is. I mean, I admit that I have a face for radio. I have one or two people that love me. Bond Servant said that, that's a little personal. I'll leave that alone. So, tonight we're going to be talking about a pretty serious subject tonight. And we're going to get some pretty heavy stuff here. I'm going to be, I'll let you know where we're at, and we're going to, drop in and out of a few videos. There's like the first video that's coming up. You're going to see about a minute and a half of it. And it's about a 20 minute video that deals with homosexuality and transgenderism at a TED Talk. And I think what's amazing to me is, TED Talks are supposed to be these intellectual, gardens where you just have these high-minded intellectuals that just know so much. And that, well, actually it's turning into a field, some very terrible teaching, and it's becoming normalized. It's just becoming normalized to the point where, Bond Servant for Jesus said it was okay for me to mention. I didn't want to just call it out. She said her brother is identifying now as a girl. I hope that we're able to maybe help shed some light on some things. He's taking some medicine, mentally ill. Guys, I'm going to tell you, this is so demonic. The things that are going on here, it's so wicked. And our world is being drawn into it. They're being pulled. I mean, I don't know if you can say kicking and screaming silently, because it's in every avenue that you can think of. Not only is it in government, not only is it in politics, but it's in social media, the media, the church, is anywhere you can go. It's the false church, but it doesn't matter. It's still in the church, and it's bringing children, young adults into the fray of this demonic wickedness. And, in our community, probably about 20 miles from here, they have children in school, in the public school. They have these bathrooms set up with kitty litter boxes, because these kids are identifying as different animals. It's just insanity. It's insanity. And I think what we want to do is let's just go ahead and get started. This is actually a presentation from my professor. It's Dr. Peter Gaiman. He's Old Testament. Hebrew professor. He's kind of all over it. He's a wonderful, godly man. And he actually went through a class that I took with him, and I got permission from him to use this slides, and told him what I was going to do with it. Added some things to it. So there's some older dated stuff and some newer stuff. So, we're going to talk about, looking biblically at transgenderism. So, in the very first section here, let's see if this will shut up. I want to make sure I got the audio on here. Give me a thumbs up. Let me know if you hear it. You hear that? Everybody hear it?
I don't know if I hear it or not.
I hope you do.
it's very soft if it is on. I don't hear it.
Okay, let's check. Heard nothing. Okay, let me jump out of this and jump right back in. I stop sharing share. Okay, because it'd be pretty bad if we weren't able to hear it. Let's try that again.
Okay. This is a man speaking.
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear it now.
13 years ago today.
A woman speaking.
I came out as gay. And it was a huge, huge relief. And at the time, I remember thinking, thank God I'll never have to do that again. Turns out I was wrong. Because 2 years ago, I came out again. Only this time, instead of announcing that I wasn't attracted to the opposite gender, I announced that I was the opposite gender.
Okay, that's as far as we're going. This person gets vile, vulgar, and disgusting. But I want you to think about this. This man, oh, by the way, that's not a man. Just so you know, this is Decker Moss. And as a woman, decided after hearing so for so long, decided that she was gay, but then that wasn't enough. Later on, had to come out as a man, and is being affirmed by this community, by this group, as now being transgender. Had sexual reassignment surgeries, is on sexual blockers, is on medication for the rest of her life, so that she can feel that she's a man. And the problem is nobody wants to say that this is it's a psychological issue, but it's also a spiritual issue. Guys, don't get it twisted. Don't get it wrong. This is a spiritual issue that manifests in the physical body. Romans 1 tells us clearly, we'll look at that in just a minute, that this is something that manifests in the body. Okay. You've suppress the truth and unrighteousness. You want nothing to do with God. And now you're turning your back on God, on the physical form that God gave you. And you're giving yourself over to every debased thing you can. And we're not going any further because, you know, I felt that was pretty important to put this person out here. However, there is a video that Dr. Vadi Balcom has that he discusses on, I think at the time it was 10 different sexual identities. And I want you to hear some of this, and we're going to kind of pause it every once in a while. We're going to critique some of it and talk about it. Well, that's really, I want you to hear what this has to say. Let's see, there you go.
This video aims to help you navigate this world by arming you with some definitions and examples of 10 different sexualities.
Now, how many different sexualities did it say, Josiah?
It says 10. I checked. There's just two.
Well, in this world, they say that there's now 58.
Is it 50? I thought it went up to 72.
It could be more. See, we can't even keep count between the start of the show and the middle of the show. We can't even keep count. It might change now. But listen to this. I want you to go through
some of which you might not even know about.
Hey guys, let's talk gender, specifically Libra genders. Libra gender people feel mostly agender with a slight connection to another gender.
So, this person says, "I'm connected to this group. I'm connected to that group. That's bisexual." But they now changed it.
What used to be LGBT is now LGBTQIA2S+.
Did you hear that? Wait, what? Atomic apologetics. Come on. You mean you're not up on the hip and up on the know? I mean, come on. Everybody knows that you're LGBTQIA2S+. Come on. You're even behind the times. I mean,
I feel bad because I don't understand what the two means, but I'm sure they'll explain.
Well, actually, two S's together.
Oh, okay.
It means two spirit. It means two spirit. You know what the A means?
I'm not 100%.
Allies.
Allies.
See what they're trying. See the whole point here, guys. What you have to think about is the homosexual agenda that started way back in the garden with denying God. But what we're in right now in this Marxist mentality is you have people that are trying to change. Oh, John says, plus what? Plus anything you want to add to it. It never stops.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
It's the slippery slope. It has no bottom.
It has no bottom. There's anything, by the way, bestiality will be in there. It's already, Josiah, you were talking to him about it. It was in London, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yeah. A lady just married her cat to avoid them making her leave her cat somewhere.
Yeah. Now think about this. It's actually okay. Atomic Apologetics threw it out here. It's actually LGBTQQIAAPK plus. And, you know, John says everything goes. And guys, I'm not sure what to, let's see. Joanne says, and I got a Facebook messages, by the way. They're popping in. Praise the Lord. If you're on Facebook, give me all the messages you can to make sure that you're on each of the channels. They even make dogs clothes with sayings that it's okay, right? Now think about this. This is the ultimate indoctrination, because if you want to start out and say that, for example, let's give it a little bit of, I messed everything up. There it is. If you want to start out and you want to say that this world is oppressive and everybody's oppressive and racism and everything else, this is the ultimate racism, because everybody is either going to be an ally or an enemy of this group. If you're an ally, you're a part of this race. And this is a race, and everybody can be a part of it, of whatever ethnicity or color or anything else. And everybody can become a part of it. You can all be included and in on the movement, on the agenda. And this goes all the way back to Marxism. If you go back a few episodes when Josiah and I were here, we actually talked about the progenitor, really, of this type of a movement was Herbert Marcuse. These guys are just, if you go back to the Frankfurt School, these men were sexual deviants. They wanted everything to be sexually free. They wanted to be able to do anything they wanted to do. And if you go back to the movements that were going on in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time because, you know, people are throwing some pretty good stuff, zingers and stuff out here. Humble Clay says, you pronounce Antichrist wrong, Justin. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. You know, but you think about it. These movements didn't just show up yesterday. This has been going on for generations, and they've been trying to bring our culture into conformity with their agenda, their view. I think I actually stopped the screen share completely. And that's okay. I can get it right back. There we go. See, we're good. So let's go ahead and continue on.
What is LGBTQIA2S+? And what does it really mean? First, let's recognize that LGBTQIA2S+ is inextricably linked with the issue of race and critical race theory, because all of these things are about oppressors and the groups they are oppressing.
For a while, the social justice movement is like a train with several boxcars.
Josiah, there is somebody else that talks about that too. Who was that?
I think his name starts with a J. His last name starts with a P. It's not you, though.
No, no, no. He's the good-looking one.
That's it.
That's it. It's the Justin Peters guy. He talks about this, right. And he warns about the same thing. It comes into churches, and he actually talks about how it comes into churches with the social agenda and all the boxcars that come with it in this social justice train. And that's what Dr. Balcom is talking about. Listen to him.
And, you know, the lead boxcar is the racial identity or racial Marxism boxcar. But behind that boxcar are several other boxcars. There are several other issues that are linked to critical theory, cultural Marxism, not only race, but, for example, the issues of sexual identity. So LGBTQAI2+.
And yes, the acronym for the sexual revolution is now LGBTQIA2S+. That's not a joke or an insult.
LGBTQAI2+. By the way, I didn't say that to be funny. That's just where it is now. Now it's gotten up to LGBTQAI2+.
You've probably heard of the abbreviation LGBTQIAAP2S or some form of that.
LGBTQIA2S+ people.
It's LGBTQ2.
In a tweet about Canada's controversial new bill concerning conversion therapy, Justin Trudeau references this acronym.
It's official. Our government's legislation banning the despicable and degrading practice of conversion therapy has received royal assent, meaning it is now law. LGBTQ2 Canadians, we'll always stand up for you and your rights.
This video aims to help.
I hit the wrong one. I want you to think about what he just said. It is now so illegal for you as a Canadian to seek to help a brother or sister, a cousin, an aunt, a child out of this dysphoria, out of this indoctrination, that if you mention it, you can go to prison. And you don't think that this is not going to come to America? Guarantee it.
Yeah, it's and we're not trying to scare anybody. It's
I want you to be scared. I want you to think about it, guys. No, seriously. If your children are in public school, I promise you they're hearing this. They're everything we're talking about is the daily discussion in the schools. Okay, listen to this.
Controversial new bill concerning conversion therapy. Justin Trudeau.
You're a Christian and you're there in Canada and you tell your family member or a friend or someone that homosexuality is a sin according to scripture, and you go through them and you tell them, look, you know, 2 Corinthians 6:9-11, and such were some of you. And it identifies all these things, the evil, hateful, sexual, immoral, you know, fighters and brawlers and drunkards. And you go through all of this and they're like, oh, yeah, I agree. And you say, guys, it's so wrong for us to be involved in these, you know, all these different sins. And then they say, but I'm not involved with those things. I'm okay. I'm just, you know, identify as whatever, homosexual, whatever else. And you say, but wait a minute, the scripture says this is a sin. And they say, you're oppressing me. And they go to the, you know, whoever, especially the, you know, in the schools today, they go to the schools today. And next thing you know, you're being brought up on charges.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty terrible. What's going on? I definitely would not want to be in Canada right now, but with the Equality Act bill coming up, I'm pretty sure that we're going to be in the same boat.
And, yeah, we're going to be talking about that in just a minute too. So for sure.
References so this acronym.
It's official. Our government's legislation banning the despicable and degrading practice of conversion therapy has received royal assent.
So think about this. Just think about this. What Justin Trudeau is saying is that conversion therapy is what? It's despicable. It's disgusting. It's degrading. Now, who's doing this? The vast majority of those people involved in this is Christians.
Okay? Well, Christianity is conversion therapy.
100%.
I was once lost. I was once a dead, self-righteous sinner. And Jesus came in and gave me, he regenerated my heart, changed me from the inside out. And he's having me grow in holiness to be more like him. That's what Christianity is all about. And obviously Justin Trudeau wants to throw all Christians in jail who are really Christians. But that's where we start prison ministries, according to
Arthur. Think about this. Back in 2014, this transgender tipping point. Listen to what it says. This is Time Magazine. Nearly one full year after somebody's in the White House and formally made same-sex marriage the law of the land by fiat, nearly a year after the Supreme Court jumped in there and said, you know what, we're going to let him have his way and we're going to do this by fiat. At 1 year after that, another social movement is poised to challenge deeply held cultural beliefs. 2014, the transgender tipping point. This man in the front cover, that is a man, not a woman, Laverne Cox, a star of Orange is the New Black, is one of an estimated 1.5 million Americans who identify. This is 2014. Who identify as transgender. There was not 1.5 millions at that time. That's okay.
I think that's the appropriate title, the transgender tipping point, because at that point, that's when you started seeing it get pushed very heavy.
Yeah. Well, now in the same year, June 9th, 2014, Time Magazine's putting this out. It may not be the same year. No, it was actually in 2018. So 4 years later, Michael Strahan decided he wanted to open the doors, kick the doors wide open, and everybody had to celebrate. This little boy. Listen to this.
And if you haven't heard.
This is Michael Strahan, and this is Good Morning America. This is disgusting, vile, wicked, and ugliness, and I want you to just see just for a moment. You're not going to watch the whole video, I promise.
Heard the name Desmond Napolis. Get ready for this trailblazing 11-year-old drag kid who...
This man just promoted a 11-year-old drag kid. As an amazing trailblazer, RuPaul.
RuPaul is calling the future, and bravery is inspiring so many. We're going to talk to him.
This stuff is the indoctrination, because believe me, your kids, your grandkids, your people that you know are watching this stuff, and it's becoming normalized. 1.29 million, almost 1.22 million people have watched this video, and overwhelmingly positive. I mean, just all thumbs up and cheers and everything else. Very few people are saying this is disgusting. The lady in the video is the mother who, when this child was a baby, decided the baby was homosexual. I'm not going to play any more of it because it's so disgusting. This is the parents. This is the coward of a father. And the mother who wants to be a celebrity. So she's taking this child. She's taking this child and running it all over the place. And on Good Morning America, these two are bragging and brought this boy in as all the people are cheering and just shouting about how wonderful it is that this boy dressed as a girl is twerking and doing all the stuff that he was doing. Drag kids. He's in parades. He's all over the media. He went to an online YouTube podcast or something like that with two homosexuals that were actually got him on some kind of drugs, LSD and some other things like that. And these two homosexuals were pedophiles. And so the parents were there, brought this kid in there. Okay. But this is what's going on in our society, guys. Michael Strahan, who's supposed to be some kind of big public figure, that's somebody to be just enamored by and to follow and listen to and to trust, brings these men, disgusting men dressed as women, drag queens. Do you guys remember the drag queen story hour going on? Same thing. Bringing kids in and having them indoctrinated to see that this is normal. Okay, they're indoctrinating.
I'm gonna say children. This is worse than abortion.
Say it again.
This is worse than abortion, because you know how we talk about sacrificing children to Molech as acting like abortion because you're sacrificing to the god of self-sacrifice. You're literally sacrificing your child to the god of sexual immorality. And putting them on a path to where they are so mentally distraught and destroyed, it's going to take a miracle. And I think God can save them, but it's going to take a miracle for that person to have a normal life. This is worse than child abuse. This is sacrificing your kids to Molech. This is worse than abortion, because you're just doing everything you can to send your child to hell.
Amen. I want you to watch this. This is from Answers in Genesis. They put this clip together. Brian Osborne, great brother. I recommend his stuff. But I think there's something he might have missed, and we want to point this out, because I want you to hear this.
To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
Now, I want you to hear this. I think he missed a point.
Read the rest of the verse. He's quoting from Genesis 1:27. Yes, every person is made in God's image. Next part of the verse, male and female, he created them. And so literally the context of the verse obliterates the whole ideology that he's really pushing for. So recently, for the Transgender Day of Visibility, President Joe Biden put out a video about the issue. What he did is what false teachers do. He took part of scripture and then he twisted it to mean something else. He talked about the fact that transgender people are made in God's image, and absolutely they are. Every single one of us, no matter what sins we may battle, we are made in the image of the living God, and that is a glorious truth. But then he stopped there, and he took that verse out of context, of just ignores the rest of the verse and the rest of really the Bible to push a revolutionary transgender ideology. And this is really what the devil has always done. He's basically following the devil's model as he does this. That's what false teachers do. If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, the devil said to Eve, "Did God really say?" And he was at that time really getting her to question God's word. Did God say that exactly? Is that really what he meant? Can we reinterpret?
Now, I want you to, I'm going to back up. I want you to catch this again. Now, Brian wasn't doing anything wrong by any means, but I want you to listen to what he's saying.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect.
Now, what I want to point out, you know, Josiah, jump in here when you want. He takes the Bible, and as Brian says, he twisted it all in knots. False teachers don't have anything on this. made in the image of God, deserving of dignity. Now, do homosexuals, transgenders, do they deserve dignity as a person?
Yes. As a person. Yeah.
Okay. Do they deserve respect as a person?
As a person, yes. Yeah.
Do they deserve support as a person? Yes.
No.
As a person.
Oh, as a person. Okay.
In their homosexual transgender agenda, none of those should be afforded, as they are standing against God. What they're doing is twisted, it's despicable, and they are taking children into this abominable practice. What's the ultimate outcome? What's the ultimate outcome for every single person that we've looked at if they do not submit to the God that he's talking about? You're made in the image of God, okay? He's talking about the Bible. So what happens to them if they do not submit to that one?
If they don't submit to God, they're going to go to hell.
So who loves them more? Justin Trudeau, Biden, Kamala Harris, or anybody else, or Brian, or yourself, or myself, who's trying to say, look, this is not about, it's not because we say it's icky, okay? It's not because we say, oh, well, that's icky, or we want to be male dominant. No, it's because there is a God, and he has determined what is right and wrong. If they're made in the image of God, then God has influence, control, and authority over them, and they must submit. The only one that should care about dignity and respect and support from is God. Mm-hmm. They're not going to stand before Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They're not going to stand before Justin Trudeau or Michael Strahan. They're going to stand before God. Mm-hmm. And it's not about an anger or hate. It's about concern. Mm-hmm. Because these poor people are being told that they deserve dignity, respect, and support in their deviancy. It's okay that you deserve support. So here's a question. Should we support pedophiles? Should we support rapists, murderers, thieves, you know, whatever else?
Sure. I can support them in jail.
Think about it. The right answer is we can't support this, you know, that we can't support this. This is not something that is holy and good. I want to go ahead and
pull. They go against the ideology he's pushing for. And he basically says, in essence, in those last few comments, that those who disagree with him, they are being disrespectful and they are being hateful. He's calling those who disagree with him intolerant and bigoted, when in fact he's...
I think I went a little too far. Hang on. Oh, here we go. Let me back this up. So Genesis 1:27. Oh, go ahead.
One thing I was going to point out was Biden actually never did start off well. I would never agree with what Biden said, because he started off with, he bookended the passage he took out of context with transgenderism, we see you. And then he says, we need to support your lifestyle at the end. So there was never at any point where I could say he started off or ended well. So
no, I agree.
In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills.
First of all, I don't know.
So, pausing right there, are the bills hateful? Because when you have the majority or a group of people that are making bills in our nation, in the government, that are making these bills to protect children, how are those hateful?
They're only hateful if you hate children and you love sexual immorality.
Yeah, that's
right. The only way you can view it is hate. Just like sharing the gospel with a unbeliever, it's only viewed as hate is if you love lies.
KT pipes up. She said, people aren't to be identified by their feelings. That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's incredible that we have people that are identifying themselves by that, how they feel, their emotions. Let's see. I think there's in 2019 over in Britain, a British court was dealing with a transgender case. And listen, now I'm going to pull this up. A Christian doctor lost his job after refusing to identify, listen to this, a 6-foot-tall bearded man as madam. They had a tribunal, that's a court hearing, in British Columbia, or in Britain. They had a tribunal, and the man was summarily let go of his job, lost his job because a 6-foot-tall bearded man wanted to be called madam. Just looked at me, you call me madam. No. And his boss come along and said, you're going to do it. And they said, no, he was let go of his job. And then the government stepped in and was holding a case against him. Somebody said, Humble Clay said, that looks like Lee Strobel.
kind of does.
Yeah. So let's see. The tribunal said, he told the tribunal that he was suspended the following month after being interrogated by his boss, James Owen, for refusing to call the 6-foot bearded man madam on his whim. And the medic claims that he was told he was overwhelmingly likely to lose his job unless he agreed. So you're saving lives, but it doesn't matter because somebody's feelings means more.
Yep.
He told an employment tribunal in Birmingham that he had suffered discrimination for his beliefs in a Bible passage in Genesis 1:27. We were just talking about that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josiah, you want to read that?
Yeah. Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
Amen. So God, the creator, the one that Joe Biden referenced, said that, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female. It is so important, that discussion about being male and female, that Jesus brought that same discussion up when he was talking about divorce. And he said, wait a minute, didn't you know that God made them from the beginning? Matthew 19, he answered, have you not read that he who made them created them from the beginning? He made them male and female. The importance here was, the importance here is, no, you don't have the right to define or describe yourself as legally allowed to divorce. You don't have the right for divorce because God made you male and female. You're supposed to be faithful and committed to one another as a genetic male and a genetic female. Now, because God had created them genetically different as male and female, they are put together. So the question is, did God have, well, let me put it up here. Did God have a reason as to why he made one male and one female? Why didn't he make a litter of them like he did the cats, or, you know, two of every kind or whatever? Why didn't he make a whole bunch of them? Well, in Genesis 2. Well,
why didn't he just make the...
What's that? It
says, then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.
Now you think about this. God defined what was good, what was not good, and what would fix the problem. The man had to have a helper. And then it goes on to say what, Josiah? It talks about God doing something. What did he do? If you go look at the rest of the verses, 18 through 24.
See, It says, then the Lord God says, not good that man should be alone. I'll make him helper fit for him. Now out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the heavens, and brought them to man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and birds of heaven, every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, this is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
Did you notice that there is no gender pronouns that change? It is he, Adam, made she or her, Eve. You notice those things that are going on? Mm-hmm. Well, God made him, Adam, and her, Eve. Let me say it that way. Out of the side of Adam, you have one man and one woman, no cross speciation. You don't have any ability for man to find his fulfillment in the animals. So bestiality is out. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Bible forbids that. You have the call for marriage to be between one man and one woman for one lifetime. She'll be called bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God defines it. However, we see in our society that it's perfectly fine not to live by God's definition. In that panel that was dealing with the gentleman said this. The panel said that Christians should not be discriminated against for their beliefs. But Dr. McAreth's views are incompatible with human dignity and conflict with the rights of others, specifically transgender individuals. So you have a group of people in the society, and it doesn't matter if they're in the minority or the majority. Okay? I want to make it clear. This is not about the number of homosexuals or transgenders. That doesn't matter, okay? Because once you start saying it's about the numbers, then you're going to lose the battle when the numbers are greater. You're dropping into the idea, the Hegelian process. Well, we have more people, so we're right. These people are saying, this group is saying, that as a Christian, he shouldn't be discriminated against, but his beliefs are incompatible with human dignity. It's humanity. It's your feelings, your emotions, your own self-worth is being brought into argument here. So he cannot have a thought that deviates from another person's self-worth and another person's view of themselves. In other words, you can't tell somebody they're wrong. You can't tell somebody that there's right or wrong. As a doctor, if the man walked in and said, you know, I've got this giant, huge lump on my side here, and he goes, I think I'm pregnant. And the guy says, I want you to check and see how far along I am. The man looks at him and he says, sir, you've got cancer, and you're going to die. I can fix this. How dare you say I've got cancer? I've got a baby. So who's right or who's wrong?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? It's because we're letting thoughts and feelings determine our reality for us. And the fact is, reality isn't determined by our thoughts and feelings. It's determined by God. And God reveals that in his scriptures.
As KT said, truth is true because God said it. We find what's true in the scripture. You know, Humble Clay says, we do not have a right. You do not have a right to your feelings being protected. And Drew says, who determines human dignity? Amen to all of that. You know, Captain Black Eagle says, "Give us Barabbas." Well, they got him. That's right. They wanted the other Jesus. Did you notice when the Roe leak came out? Humble Clay said that happened. The media re-recognized that women get pregnant. Of course they did, because it's all about the narrative at the time. They're never consistent with these things.
No.
Next thing I want to talk about just for a little bit here is the next way that the indoctrination is taking place. And we're gonna go back and forth, but the next way the indoctrination is taking place is in the schools. Now we've seen a lot of this. I'm gonna try to transition back and forth and let you guys see some things that are going on. But I want you to take a moment and listen to this is from a Liberty Institute. Yeah.
Did you know that some states require teaching that Francis Bacon and Emily Dickinson were gay? And now, New Jersey, Illinois, Colorado, California, Washington, and the District of Columbia have ordered that schools teach sexual orientation and gender in numerous classes. An upset New Jersey mother recently told the media, "When you teach about George Washington, you don't teach that George Washington had sex with his wife. We teach what George Washington did as a president." In Rockland County, California, a kindergarten teacher read a book called I Am Jazz to her students, an autobiographical picture book about a transgender child. One line in the book reads, "I have a girl brain, but a boy body." A parent reported to CBS News that after hearing the book, her child came home crying, confused and afraid that they could turn into the opposite sex without knowing it. Many parents, including some with kids who identify as transgender, don't want schools deciding what and when their children are taught about sexuality. But those that are speaking out against this new curriculum are being called bigots by LGBT activists. What these activists aren't teaching students and parents are the facts about the irreversible path of gender transition. Jazz Jennings, the author of I Am Jazz, started taking puberty blockers at age 11. Eventually, he took cross-sex hormones and underwent a painful gender confirmation surgery due to complications. Students won't be told that hormones can lead to impaired cognitive ability, greater risk of cancer, and sterility. And 80 to 95% of gender dysphoric children who go through puberty eventually become comfortable with their natural bodies. Parents in 10 other states have succeeded in putting limits on this curriculum, but the Equality Act proposed by liberals in Congress would erase those protections. Children are loved, nurtured, and raised by their parents, not the state. Congress should not be misled. Treating students and their parents with dignity and respect means allowing them to learn and live according to their own beliefs about sexual matters. Codifying LGBT ideology into a civil right would take away fundamental freedoms from those who don't conform. That's not equality. It's injustice.
Now, I want you to think about what they were talking about. You know, this ideology that's being pushed into our children's lives, it is forcing them to identify with their peers who are identifying with these celebrity groups, political groups, you know, with their idols and those people that they see in social media, those people that they see in the culture and in society who are coming out and transitioning, and they're, you know, they're heroes of you know, the sports world. They're heroes in the celebrity world that are coming out. And you know, this type of indoctrination is so prolific and it's so successful. Because children are like little sponges, and they will collect anything they hear, and the more they hear of an agenda, the more they're going to believe that they identify or they can identify with that agenda. You know, I want to real quick just cap that part off here by looking at the Equality Act. The Equality Act, it's talking about destroying female sports because it says, in essence, that the best woman for the job is a man. So much for feminism. You know? No, I mean, I, and I've said this, I'll go to my grave saying this. The best woman for a job is a man if you believe in what they're doing with this Equality Act type stuff. Oh, I'm now a woman, so I'm going to go play sports to dominate and destroy these other women so that I can get the highest prizes, so that I can get, you know, so I can get the most accolades, the most recognition. In that video, we saw that 95% of kids who were having problems with their physical features when they start going through puberty on the other end felt comfortable again and went back to being a man or a woman. Now here's a question for you, and I'm going to ask everybody in the audience, thumbs up, like, share, whatever you want to do. You know, let me know how many of you felt perfectly comfortable when you started going through puberty. How many of you, you know, men, did you ever have that moment when, you know, Drew, I'm going to pick on Drew Vanida, great brother of mine, I'm going to pick on him and I ask him a question. When you were going through puberty, did you have that point where you had the squeak in your voice and that embarrassing moment? Remember that? Okay. Every man has had it. You have the pimples and you have the body that doesn't feel right and doesn't look good. Your feet start growing. You're falling all over yourself. You just feel like you're, you know, creepy, that you're weird, all this. And they're exploiting that.
Yeah.
Drew says, oh, yes. And he says, I was made fun of all the time. Thanks, brother. I appreciate you jumping in there. You know,
the squeakiness happened for a really short time for me. It was just.
There's so many different points, though. You know, you have the emotional problems and everything else. And then on top of that, they give you puberty blockers. I can't remember who it was, but somebody had pointed out that Matt Walsh, you know, I'm not the greatest fan, whatnot. I don't agree with everything he does, whatnot. However, he pointed out something very seriously. These puberty blockers, if you give them to pedophiles, it was given to them to make them sterile. It's called chemical castration. These puberty blockers are, you know, lessened down dosages of chemical castration. And, you know, there's all kinds of different ones, but, you know, they were giving them some that were that. Guys, this is experimenting and mistreating. And if you go look at Romans 1, that's exactly what this is going on. They made up different ways to be debased and to be vile and to be wicked. Okay, just real quick, in the Equality Act, you look here, it destroys female sports. The Equality Act would mandate school teaching that affirm and promote sexual orientation. We just saw that. The Equality Act would set the stage to remove custody rights from parents who refuse to allow their minor children to undergo transgender surgery. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if your child says, I'm transitioning, and you say, no, you're not, they can go to a counselor who's been teaching them that they are probably transitioning. If you feel uncomfortable in your body, you're probably transitioning. Okay. They can have you put in jail, have the kids removed, all of that. That's what they can do.
That's what they want to do anyways. The children are part of the state to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not your kids anyway. Joe Biden just actually the other day said that the children belong to the teachers while they are in the schools, and that's why they want them for as long as they can get them. The Equality Act would exempt itself from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Schools, hospitals, adoption agencies would all be at risk. In other words, if you're in public school, private school, probably even homeschool, You're going to teach them what they say you're going to teach them, and you can't give religious exemption. I mean, if a guy can get thrown in jail or get questioned by the government and fired because he believes the Bible, you don't have religious freedom. Guys, stop living in La La Land. That's over with. You do not have religious freedom. Now, I want to throw some statistics out here for you. In 2017, 4.5% of the U.S. adults identified as LGBTQ. That's 0.58%, 0.58%. 2020, it was jumped up to 5.6. That'd be 0.6%. When you get to 2019, listen to the jump. 23.6% of adults said, oh, we're transgender. How did that jump take place? Because of indoctrination.
Yeah. And the privileges that you get from being transgender or gay, the scholarships, the going to any kind of prison you'd want to if you're a prisoner, all of that. That people want the easy route, and they think that's the best easy route.
Thanks, Drew. He posted a thing talking about Pierce versus, not me, Pierce versus Society of the Sisters in 1925. The argument was that kids were owned by the state. I want you to think about this. We have transgenders that are going into their own self-identified prison. You know, oh, I'm trans. I'm a girl. Go to a girl's prison, and now there's an epidemic of women getting pregnant. I wonder why. I'm not sure. What do you think? Why would that be happening?
As I said, feelings and thoughts do not determine reality. God does. And the scriptures show what God determines as reality.
So you have a breakdown chart from Gallup in 2020 that says, you know, lesbian 11.7, gay 24.5, bisexual is 54%. And this is a breakdown of the those that claim to be in the LGBTQ community, queer, transgender, 11.3%. Now, in overall adults, lesbian is 0.7%, gay 1.4%, bisexual is 3.1%, transgender is 0.6%, and yet they have the loudest voice. Other queer, same gender loving, pan, cat, duck, sexual, whatever you want to call it, 0.2%. Yeah, I made fun of it all, and everybody can get mad if they want. Guys, if you go back in time to the 40s, you had 1.3% said they were LGBTQ. 89.9% said they were straight and heterosexual. And 8.9% said they had no opinion. Don't know how you can't have no opinion. So the question comes up, why is transgender identity on the rise? Now, Psychology Today was asking that back in 2018, and we know why. Society has made it illegal, peer pressure. You know, KT said it right there, peer pressure. Society, it's trendy. You know, Humble Clay said it's trendy. You know, you have to understand there isn't a standard for what is truth. There's a standard for what is dominant. To prove that, Jen Psaki, in April the 7th this year, 2022, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that lawmakers, this is from the Conservative Modern, said that lawmakers who work to protect minors from puberty blockers and transgender surgeries. Minors, guys. Josiah, your little girl comes up and says, hey, I'm a boy now. And they say, oh, that's it. I know she didn't. But if she did, guys, listen to this. If she did, these people in power, in government, in power, will come after you. They're saying, listen to what it says. Working to protect minors from puberty blockers and transgender surgeries have been put on notice by the U.S. Department of Justice, Alabama lawmakers, and other legislators who are contemplating these quote-unquote discriminatory bills have been placed, have been put on notice by the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services, that their policies preventing care that healthcare professionals recommend for transgender minors may violate the Constitution and federal laws. Please, somebody, show me in the Constitution where you have the right to abuse children.
I wouldn't think the founding fathers would be in favor of that. But well, according to liberals, founding fathers were just a bunch of jerks.
FaithWire said, I don't know the date on this. FaithWire, they came along and they said that drag for kids, it's got to be new. Tyra Banks is producing a new show because she's a moral giant. She's producing a new show about teenage drag performers for Discovery Plus. Get your kids off Discovery and Disney. Get your kids off Facebook. Get your kids off Netflix and all these other social media sites, TikTok and everything else. Break the phones if you have to. Break the computer. Just get it out of your way. Listen to this. The Bible tells us what to think about these things. Josiah, what does that say in Deuteronomy 22:5?
A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. I would like to mention something about the kids, though.
Please do.
I want to read 18:5-6.
Go ahead.
Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and drowned in the depths of the sea. Now that would have been the most terrifying criminal for punishment for a Jew, because they were afraid of the sea. It brought nothing but trouble to them. So that'd be the worst punishment imaginable for them.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, our good friend Mickey and at Walt Disney, he says that, there's a statement from the Walt Disney Company on signing of the Florida legislation law, and the Don't Say Gay bill should never have been passed, and it should never be signed into law. And furthermore, you're wrong. You're wrong because they said you're wrong. I want you to see something here. I want you to listen to this if you're listening on podcast.
I think that's an accurate picture of Mickey Mouse.
Yep. Answers in Genesis. Love Answers in Genesis. Go to it. Listen, no joke. If it's a truly Christian biblical association, Striving for Eternity, if it's, I've got an idea. I have an idea here. Let me tell you something. If it's Striving for Eternity, we're going to ask you to please come and support us. Go to ChristianPodcastCommunity.org. And listen to those Christians in there and support them. We need all the support we can get, your love, your support, sharing their stuff, their content. Follow our podcast, Apologetics Live Podcast. You know, you can show your support. You support us over at strivingforeternity.org/support. You can, if you have any questions or you want our help, you want to have Andrew or Anthony or any of us come out and do a discussion on these things, or do a discussion on apologetics, or do a discussion about the biblical worldview, or how to defend your faith, or sharing the gospel, please give us contact us at strivingforeternity.org. You can follow me. I'm on Truth Social at Pastor Justin. It's the I is number one. So you can follow me there. Because of the things going on Facebook, I'm trying to transition some things over to True Social, so I don't get everything dropped off. You can follow Andrew on Twitter. By the way, I just want to point something out. What's that guy's name? Elon Musk is not buying Twitter. He never was going to buy Twitter. Everybody was, it's the sign. We're all taken over, blah, blah, blah. He's not a Christian. He never was a Christian. Said he'd be glad to go to hell. He's not a Christian. He wasn't taking over Twitter. He was trying to destroy their platform to expose who they were. He's Donald Trump. I mean, the guy's smart. He's not stupid. He's trying to lower their value and debase their value so that he can come in and sweep out from under the rug and get at a lower price. That's politics. That's finances. But Andrew's on at Andrew underscore SFE, and you can follow him on Twitter. And I'm on there, but you can't follow me there. You can also join us for the join Andrew and Anthony and all those guys for the 2023 IsraelTour.com. If you want to go to Israel with them, we'd love to ask you to give us a review before I forget. What is that other thing? Oh, that's right. If you're tired of this world and all the things going on in this world, I want to tell you, you need to get you a pillow. You get you a pillow over at mypillow.com, or you can call MyPillow at 1-800-873-0176. Get you a nice comfy pillow. Promo code SFE. Tell them about Strive for Eternity. We sent you there. Josiah goes to sleep every single night with a comfy pillow. He goes in there with his little flippers on, and you know, he just cuddles up with a pillow and a nice blanket. And so that's what we got. We'd love to have you guys show us, you know, all the love and support you can.
I got some MyPillow slippers. They're selling slippers now. I typed in the code SFE and got these for $50 with shipping and tax and everything.
That's cool.
Very comfortable. I put them on my feet and I was like, hey, my lower back feels better. So,
well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear
yourself a pair of MyPillow slippers.
Jason Cave, he said that he loves his. Bond servant for Jesus talks about MyPillow and KT and Jesus. You're right. It's MyPillow time. So I just wanted to give everybody a moment to breathe and relax and enjoy yourselves for a moment. You got to give us a thumbs up if you liked it, you know, and give us a heart button up there so we know everybody's loving what we're doing. And so we're going to jump back into some stuff that you're going to hate. Okay. Before we do that, they have some towels. They have some towels over there that might help us to dry our tears and help us to think about this stuff. Okay, we're back to it. So let's look at the anti-Christian agenda at the place where that we should be able to take our kids and
just take them to the Ark Encounter. They get a biblical education there anyways.
Well, this is from our good friends at Answers in Genesis. You know, they have the Ark Encounter. They're actually having a great conference right now, Truth Matters Conference. And so let's get started. This is just a few minutes
long. Disney CEO Bob Chapek has a better way to advance the LGBTQ agenda. What is it? Find out. What's recently happened is over in Florida, there's where Disney has a really big footprint, think about Disney World and those sorts of things, there's legislation being put forth, being discussed. It's called the
Don't Say Gay
Bill by those who oppose it. The legislation basically says that teachers or third parties cannot teach sexual orientation, gender identity issues, and really in line with the LGBTQ agenda. They cannot teach that and they cannot advocate for it. And it must be age appropriate in all the other ages as well. The fact that that is a controversy kind of shows the state of our culture. Some of the employees of Disney who are friendly to the LGBTQ movement got together with CEO Bob Chapek of Disney to voice their concern that Disney had made no public statements renouncing the legislation being discussed. After that conversation, he sent out an email, a memo to all the employees of Disney talking about why they have not done that, where they stand, and what they're actually trying to do. And the email is very, very enlightening to what they think, believe, and what they're actually trying to do with their product. And so I'll read a couple of quotes from his email to his employees about why they're choosing to do what they do and being silent publicly on this, but still pushing for the agenda in a different way. He would argue, and I would actually agree with him, in a more powerful way. So he says in his email to his employees, first off, he said, I want to be crystal clear that I and the entire leadership team are unequivocally standing in support of the LGBTQ employees, their families and communities and world. And so just note right off the bat that he, the CEO and the leadership of Disney, they want to push for this LGBTQ agenda. They think this is what a more inclusive world will look like, and they're on board with that revolution. So they're pushing for that change within what they are thinking and producing within their company. So as we've seen time and again, corporate statements do very little to change outcomes or minds. Instead, they often are weaponized by one side or the other to further divide and inflame. Simply put, they can be counterproductive and undermine more effective ways to achieve change. I don't want anyone to mistake a lack of a statement for lack of support. We all share the same goal of a more tolerant, respectful world. Where we may differ as in the tactics to get there. He's saying we got a better tactic to achieve the revolution that we're looking for within the LGBTQ agenda. So what is that better tactic? What is that better way? He says, I believe the best way for our company to bring about lasting change is through the inspiring content we produce.
Did you guys hear that? Did you hear it?
Yep.
Okay. Pay close attention to this, guys. Okay. Listen, don't get this twisted. Don't mess it up. Don't lose focus. You have got to hear what this is being said. You've got to hear it. You have to listen to it. Rewind this. Play this. Tell everybody. Tell your church. Tell your Christians. Tell your brothers and sisters. Tell your pastors. Tell your teachers. You tell everybody that the directors of Disney has said out loud, we 100% support LGBTQIA2S+. We 100% support it, and we are going to promote it. Kevin Feige has said he would rather lose all his money. He could care less about the money as long as he can promote the agenda. And guys, if you've been seeing anything on Marvel and all this stuff, the entire DC Comics, Superman goes bisexual and transsexual or whatever it is, and he's got videos where he's kissing on a boy, and you got, I mean, all of the staples of our youth on the heroes and the people we listened to and people we supported, all of that is coming in. And KT said it, you know, this is CRT. It's wokeness. It's exactly what it is. It's the teaching that's coming in the schools, and it's the thing that's going to break into our, it has broken. I mean, look, guys, it's here. It's, you know, it's demonic. It's vile. It's wicked. And this is what he says. He says, you're going to let it in because your little Disney princess, she wants to hear of the next Disney princess. She wants to see the next powerhouse Disney princess. She wants to see the next America Chavez who comes in, and she's such a feminine hero, and she's so wonderful. And yet, guys, America Chavez is a homosexual from a world of homosexual women. It's a lesbian world, and they promote it. They're bringing it in. Your Loki, and that he's transsexual. The new Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, the Thor is sitting there, and his love interest, or the guy he's fantasizing over, is the Christian Chris Pratt, who plays Star-Lord. Okay, I air quotes for anybody that didn't hear me say air quotes. That's what's going on. Let's continue to listen just so we can make sure we hear what's going on.
You're telling an important story.
What's that?
Well, I watched this video. My wife was at the women's conference this last year, and I watched this video when it came out. And I said, okay, we're getting rid of Disney Plus because they're going to be using Moana and all the characters from Encanto.
Yeah.
Even though they're not gay right now. Yeah. Even though they're not homosexual, pro homosexual right now, they're going to take those characters, put them in sequels, and make them homosexual. And your child, and they're going to try to influence your child to transitioning to being a homosexual with those characters.
Good point. I actually saw a discussion about Encanto, and it had to deal with the psychological disorder of each of the individuals brought out to be a superhero, a super figure, somebody to look up to and to emulate as a psychological disorder, as something that's a disorder of the brain. They were having the fears and the, you know, all the things that were going on, deal with their feelings, their moods, and everything else. And guys, you know, Les said this, we're living in C.S. Lewis world. It reminds me, C.S. Lewis talks about the screw tape letters, you know, and it talks about, you know, Satan coming along and saying, you know, what can we do? What can we do? And, you know, the twisted stuff that was, you know, brought in through that. And, you know, Humble Clay says that, you know, vote your wallets as well, folks. Guys, if you don't know what's going on, you know, people don't want us to talk about this. Even Christians don't want us to talk about this because it makes people feel uncomfortable. Okay. It makes people feel uncomfortable. And it's like your kids are going to say, oh, well, you're just taking it too far. And that's just too much. And there's nothing wrong with the Hulk. And there's nothing wrong with all these things. But the people behind it are slowly bringing in indoctrination. Okay, KT, it's indoctrinating children. That's exactly what it is. I'm going to continue on. Can you believe we've been here in an hour and a half?
Raising voices, and I believe changing hearts and minds. He then goes on to list many of their different movies and shows, things like Modern Family, Summer of Soul, Love, Victor, Encanto, many others, saying these sorts of stories are what we're using to achieve the change we desire. These and all of our diverse stories are our corporate statements. They are more powerful than any tweet or lobbying effort. And really, I couldn't agree more with that statement. Those stories, which are communicating ideas, advocating for social change, are a more powerful way to convince people, especially younger generations, of certain ideas that you think are good and valuable. He goes on, I firmly believe that our ability to tell such stories and have them received with open eyes, ears, and hearts would be diminished if our company were to become a political football in any debate. So we're going to stay out of it publicly, not make a public corporate statement, but we'll continue to use our stories, our movies, our shows, our characters to present these ideas in a fun, loving, engaging way where the characters are charming, the ideas seem very...
You see that? That's your family. That's your family. It's sitting right there on this screen. And he's saying, I can't get you to agree with indoctrination. I can't get you, mom and dad, to agree with taking that little boy over to RuPaul and letting RuPaul rape that child. But I can get you to change how that child views life and culture and reality by listening to my agenda, by listening to the things that I am teaching through the media, through, and it doesn't end with just a few little points. These guys are, they want those children, you know, don't make any mistake. They want our children to wholeheartedly accept. You know, we were watching Josiah, we were watching on I don't remember what it was. It may have been Disney Plus. There was this thing about the secrets of some I want to say it was the secrets of something island or something. I can't remember the name of it. But I was watching it and it started out really innocent. These people were, you know, at a hotel, and all of a sudden they were going back in time and it looked really neat. And then Ouija boards came out, homosexuality came out, transgenderism came out, all type of sexual deviancy was coming out. It's just slowly but surely. And I'm sitting there going, as soon as I saw the Ouija board, I told my daughter, who is already starting to get invested in this thing, I said, that's it. You're done. There is nothing else. You're not watching another drop of this. And she actually was upset at me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At me. Guys, I've sat here on this show and I've told people before my experience with Ouija boards. Okay. They are demonic. You open the doors up for Satan and all of hell. They're not a joke. They are demonic. And it's being taught at this show that's on Disney. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. We need to be careful, because what Brian Osborne was talking about is these kids being indoctrinated and these parents, I'm just going to say it. I'm not talking about them in particular. It may be me and you, but parents being too stupid to realize it and too careless to realize it.
Yeah. My child, Lydia, is very, very intelligent for a 5-year-old. She knows how to get into things. She knows how to get things whenever she wants them. And like before, we had the attitude of like, okay, we're going to have Disney Plus and have them watch the older stuff that's not woke. And The thing is, we'd go to bed at night. We'd put the remote high up in a shelf somewhere. She would find it, and we'd be waking up, and she was watching all kinds of junk from Disney Plus while we were asleep. And we were just after that video that we're watching right now, I said, nope, we're done. I'm taking it off the TV. We're not going to have any more of that. We're just going to have answers.tv. We're going to do these Christian channels, and that's what they're going to be watching.
That's it. Captain Black Eagle says Lenin didn't want the adults. He wanted the children. So did Nazi Germany. Adolf Hitler said, you give me the children and the text and the school books, and I will control the society. You know, KT said parents need to be in control of what the kids consume in entertainment, the friends they're influenced by, and who teaches them. 100% amen. KT throws in another gem. Kids need to be taught the scripture, what the scriptures teach about creation, about gender, about the Ten Commandments and their implications, and they need the gospel. Guys, some of the biggest dangers that we have is in the culture. And they have them all the time, but there's more dangers that are at play. There's more things that are at stake. You know, when you look at, our dear brother, Brian, and Answers Genesis, they're being faithful. They're being strong. I ask you to support them, please. But listen what he goes on to say.
That person is there for their ideas must be likable too. It's a pill easy to swallow, but their that pill is poison. As it's an poison. Anti-biblical worldview on multiple levels in regards to sexuality, even morality, and so forth. And then he tells his employees, I hope we all will continue rowing in the direction of a better tomorrow. So the better tomorrow is the tomorrow that's more tolerant of LGBTQ sexual orientation, gender identity, transgender identity. That's where we need to be going. And they're pushing for that. And now there are really three key things I want to address in what we
I'm going to let you guys jump in on that one when you get time. You know, please go there. It's how Disney is subtly poisoning your children. Please go there and watch the rest of this video. But
just shared right there.
I want to jump in here and want to tell you what the Bible tells us. You know, Josiah, he pointed out, I asked him to get some Bible verses. You know, Josiah, he pointed out Psalm 139. Brother, would you want to read that?
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me when I was yet, when as yet there were none of them.
I want you to think about what this is saying. Now, I want to talk to every single person that's dealing with this gender identity problem. I don't know when you're going to watch this, but I want you to hear this. God didn't make a mistake. He knew you before you were born. Before the foundation of the world, he knew you, and he did not make a mistake. You have a purpose in God. Okay? He loved you enough to create you, and he didn't make a mistake. This world, the society, this culture, it all says that you're wrong, that you're vile, that you're worthless, that you need to change. God says that you live in a sinful world and you're a sinner that needs repent. You need to trust him and he will make you clean. Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. The world says you're never enough. You have to keep on going. That lady that we saw at the very beginning says, oh, I had to come out as homosexual. And then, oh, I had to come out again because now I'm a boy. And I had to have the sexual reassignment surgery at Target. She had to go and she had to go to Target and places like that to get binders to crush her breasts down so that she didn't look like a boy. She had to, you know, put things on her body or in her body to make her feel like a boy. When God says he knew you in the womb and he knows how many days you have, even before you were ever born. Because that is so fundamental to what it means to be a human being, is that you're made in God's image. You know, Joe Biden was right. You are made in the image of God. The problem is you're a sinner who needs to repent. God did not make a mistake. Joe Biden did. So did this society. So did this world. Yeah. Listen to, I want to point something else out to you. Our culture is.
So that inundated. That he's expecting wasn't a Babylon Bee. That's real.
That's real.
Wow.
Okay. Our culture is inundating our children with heroes. Netflix is completely replete, with every deviant, every vile, every agenda-driven thing that you can think of. There's one that's he's expecting. It's a Netflix thing. You know, some time back, you had the lesbian superhero America Chavez is going to make her debut in the new Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness movie. The picture I have pulled up here is the girl. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry. I probably couldn't say it if I knew the name. What I circled here is a little badge that this girl has, this America Chavez. Now, here's what's so disjointed about this, about this whole thing. The lady on the right is homosexual. She's love is love. She's out there like crazy. When she came in and she, played for the part, or she auditioned for the part, they said, oh, this is the girl. And they changed the whole entire narrative of America Chavez to fit this girl, you know, bring her out. The Out magazine said she's the next teenage star for Marvel. She's going to be the queer Latina superhero. And she comes out here in this movie Multiverse of Madness with Doctor Strange, which is a nod to, I think it's Sam Raimi, who did Evil Dead. And he did Evil Dead movies, and it was if you have never seen it, don't see it, because it's the worst movie and most vile, disgusting, villainous, disgusting, wicked and disgusting thing there is. And the only thing comparable to it is that they brought in the Multiverse of Madness, and they tried to mimic it with its vileness. I mean, it's GDs, you know. Quite frequently, the F-bomb is thrown all over the place. It's just vulgar and vile. And in the midst of it is this wholesome little innocent lesbian who comes from lesbian world. And as Melissa said, she has two moms. And in lesbian world, moms can have babies. Agenda-driven. It's all agenda-driven. They're pushing this. And Amazon is now selling the merch. And I circled this. It's the LGBTQ, flag pin. I'm struggling to come up with my words, 'cause I'm having a hard time even talking about this. It's just so vile. MCU wants to bring this woman, this lesbian, as the figurehead of Marvel. And so they're going to bring in so many of them. They don't care about being woke. They don't care about losing money. All they care about is indoctrinating your children. Okay. You say, oh, I won't go watch it. Your kids will. They'll go behind your back. They'll do everything they can. They're going to stream it. They're going to do everything they can to watch it. And it's because it's the hip, cool thing to do. And you can buy the material. You can buy the jacket and everything else. Here's what's amazing about it. They say it represents a Latino, homosexual girl, and that's what she's all about, representing this. And yet she's not Latino and she's from a different planet. So even though she's Latino in the different planet, she's not. She's lesbian world girl.
I think it's supposed to be a different dimension.
Yeah.
Because it's all the same planet, just different dimension.
Different dimensions, yeah. And so it's like, it's just insanity on steroids. You know, less that the Target's selling this material as well. Guys, yeah. We're being inundated. If you think that everybody loves it, no, they don't. There's some pushback. Breitbart said that Doctor Strange was a sequel has been banned in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Qatar. What's the predominant religion over there?
Islam.
Oh, okay. Notice how they're not screaming and yelling, you know, religious freedom and all this stuff. As a pushback, about the same time, Disney launches LGBTQ Disney. Kid-friendly Disney launches LGBTQ clothing line for children and older, donating profits to LGBT groups. So I have a question. Go ahead, bro.
They're also making a woman homosexual Muslim superhero for Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're bring them one way or the other. You know, I mean, if you can't get them on the transgender and the homosexual, get them on the other.
That's just a complete contradiction regarding Muslims' view of homosexuality and women.
Yep. Think about this. What we're seeing here is Disney saying, we don't care about your kids. We want them indoctrinated. You know, that's what Brian was pointing out. Now, the Bible tells us in Leviticus 18, brother, you want to read that?
Yeah, this lists all our cultural sins. And you shall not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife, and so make yourself unclean with her. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. And you shall not lie with any animal so as make yourself unclean with it. Neither shall any woman give herself to an animal to lie with it. It is a perversion.
So
the only thing we're not doing in America is animals.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually, they're not totally against it, but they are, you know, in at least in some fashion. But you have to think about this. Our society today is wholly given over to this, to this wickedness. If you look, Disney has decided they're going to do a Pride collection, and they're taking up money. And I didn't post the link because I don't want anybody to see it. But by the way, Facebook has decided there's now 58 genders, and they have a whole list of them. 58 genders.
72.
Yeah. Well, when I said 58 genders, I do mean that it was in 2014. So right now there's 70 something, you know?
Right.
So they just add more and more to it. Let's see. Let me go back over here. One news agency, American News, says that Austin elementary schools, they were holding pride parades and instructing children not to reveal what was said in the community circles. You probably heard about this. You probably saw this and were shocked. You know, it was in some of the media. Of course, it was banned. You couldn't talk about it on Facebook. You couldn't talk about it on some of the different sites. But let's see if I can pull this up. Well, if you go to Truth Social, I'm on Truth Social. I want to invite you to go to Truth Social. If you go there, Libs of TikTok has pulled up a bunch of stuff. I'm going to go through these really fast. There was a person who is a counselor, formed a had a drag queen show on May the 7th, and then by the a few months later was arrested for having sexual relationships with the other kids. Just, you know, delightful activities. Let's see if I can get this one to pull up. Hang on just a second.
It's kind of scary. Oh, you never know what they're going to say.
Listen. So this one of a lot of them speak to are queer because I'm, that's what it says. Here, indoctrinated. Do you hear that? Quick, huh? She taught them. She taught them to identify. Pennsylvania school teacher, I will not play this. Just a little bit. The figure at the bottom, a Pennsylvania school teacher, hosted a drag show event for students as part of the GSA club. Parents were reportedly not notified. They told the kids not to tell your parents. They didn't want the parents to know about it because, well, they might object. And all of the people that were in this thing were men in drag. Okay, I will not. So that was, I couldn't handle even. Mom got mad because the doctor told the 9-year-old child that was not in transition and things like that. Teacher's slideshow, conservative. Stop brainwashing our children in the classroom with your LGBTQ agenda. So we're saying, please don't do that. Mrs. Beeman is now Mix Beeman and is indoctrinating those kids. Bear in mind, I'm going to indoctrinate Mix Beeman in a he, they. I'm going to indoctrinate those kids. I'm going to teach them, you know, I was born a girl, but I feel like a boy. He said it's going to take time for them. It will take time and practice to remember to say Mix Beeman. It's going to take a while for your kids to be indoctrinated. Listen to this one. It's in April. This is a girl. Takes gender blockers, takes all the sexual reassignment, and said, quote, when babies are born, the doctor looks and makes a guess on whether the baby is a boy or girl. Sometimes the doctor is wrong. If they are right, the baby is cisgender. If they are wrong, the baby is transgender.
I can't hear anything.
It's probably a good thing. Something cool about me is
all I see him is moving his hands.
Oh, well. You don't need it. He says, something really cool about me at the beginning is I am transgender. Okay.
Yeah.
Justin, apparently I'm having a bad connection.
Yeah.
Well, and that's good because I need to get stuff. Can't see it anymore. Go to Libs TikTok and you'll see this stuff. This one here says that the doctors don't know what they're talking about, that 3-year-olds are old enough to learn about their gender identity and sexual reassignment, learn about their gender pronouns. Guys, this is the stuff that's being taught to our children. This is the stuff that's being brought in and indoctrinated to our little kids. And we need to stand up and tell our children what's going on. And this is the one I posted a minute ago, is that the elementary school in Austin is holding these parades, and they were saying, do not tell anybody what's going on. Don't tell them. Whatever you do, don't tell them what's happening. Right? I mean, we've been an hour and 50 minutes into this, and it's just heartbreaking. There's so much more that we can talk about when it comes to this, you know. think about this. Let me go ahead and kind of transition just a little bit here. This is just heartbreaking, guys. Josiah, I don't know what you might want to say about it other than 1 Corinthians 6, yeah. 9 through 11.
Or do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
Guys, we don't have to see our children, our families, you know, not hear the truth. Give them 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, right? Talk to them about, you know, and such were some of you. This is specifically saying of all this, all the deviants, by the way, that's all of us. We were washed. You don't have to live your life as an immorally person or a deviant person, an idolater, an adulterer, practicing homosexuality, greedy, drunkards. That word reviler is those that love to fight. You know? But I got news for you. If you won't say something, there are quote-unquote churches that will. They have queer-led worship services to promote it at this Lutheran church, Trinity Lutheran Church. Another one has a drag queen thing. I don't even know what to say. There's a young man destroying scripture. Absolutely wants to destroy scripture, but listen to what he says. Yeah.
Did you know that Jesus helped his friend come out? In John chapter 11, verse 43, this is what it says. Jesus called out in a loud voice saying, Lazarus, come out. You see, Lazarus was locked up in a cold, dark tomb, wrapped in burial cloths, left for dead. That's exactly what so many Christians and so many churches do to LGBT people. They wrap us up and bind us up and tell us that we need to keep our identity, our true self, locked away. But Jesus, upon seeing Lazarus in this state, he says, Lazarus, come out. Step into the light. Take off the cloth. Be who you are. Come alive. I believe that this is what Jesus is speaking to every LGBT person. Come out of the tomb of shame. Take off the chains that have bound you up. Step into the glory of who God made you to be, fearfully and wonderfully made, just as you are. You are beloved of God.
This is a great example of how not to read the Bible. Here's why. There are two ways to approach the Bible, eisegesis and exegesis. I know those are weird words, but stick with me because this is really important. There's a common interpretive error known as eisegesis. The word eisegesis just means to lead into. Basically, the reader injects his own ideas into the text, making it mean whatever the reader wants. On this view, the author's intended meaning doesn't matter. The opposite and proper approach, however, is known as exegesis. The word exegesis literally means to lead out of. Here, the reader is led to the author's intended meaning by following the text. This often requires careful analysis of the Bible. So there's two different approaches to studying scripture. The first reads his own meaning into the text. That's bad. While the second reads the author's meaning out of the text. That's good.
Authorial intent.
So which do you think is going on in this video? Clearly, Robert is starting with his own modern meaning and attempting to force fit it into this ancient text. How do we know? Well, to come out is a modern English idiom. Idioms are time, culture, and language specific. Obviously, Jesus, a first century Jew, wasn't using a modern English idiom. But none of that matters because he isn't doing exegesis. He's doing eisegesis, reading his own meaning into the text. Now, you might be thinking, why does Robertson bother citing Jesus? It's because Jesus has authority. Unfortunately, rather than try to understand Jesus, Robertson misrepresents Jesus by making him say something he clearly didn't mean. There's a lesson here. If you want to cite Jesus as the authority, then let Jesus speak his own mind. And if not, leave him out of it.
Amen.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better.
Guys, we're close to the end of the show, but I just got to tell you, I mean, this has been hard. This has been hard to even talk about. But guys, you got to realize the problem is that fake Christians are screaming about it. The society is screaming about it. The culture is inundated, swimming in it. And true biblical Christians are too timid. You know how many times I've been told I shouldn't be talking about this?
I can't
tell you. Maybe two dozen. You shouldn't talk about that stuff. That's offensive. Somebody will get offended at looking at them guys twisting and twerking. Somebody will get emotional and be upset at these children. These adults are being force-fed the lie from Satan. I want to point out, the people that we're talking about, they are not the enemy. Satan is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers and rulers in dark places. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he is doing a phenomenal job. And he has these false angels that walk around that look like angels of light, like this guy talking about, you know, Jesus in such false ways. But here's what you got to know. Andy Stanley saying, you know, we've got all these queers and everything's fine. You know, I got gay people in my church and everything's fine. As long as, you know, they're in a committed relationship, everything's fine. You got people coming out saying, oh, I'm a Christian homosexual. And as long as I don't act upon, you know, my lust and my passions, I'm okay. You got people saying the things that the Bible doesn't say. The Bible says that God can wash you and he can make you clean. The Bible says that God can justify you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he can sanctify you by washing you clean. You used to be the 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. You're now the 11. Such were some of you. Such were some of you. Guys, you're going to wrestle with sin. You're going to wrestle with temptation. But you cannot feel comfortable in your sin as a Christian. You're going to fight against it. Sanctification. I was talking to my children about walking circumspectly. Maybe you don't know what walking circumspectly means. Maybe you do. But I'm going to take it down to a level of a 12-year-old will understand it. In the 30s and 40s, all the way up to today, there's been high wire acts. And you see them walking across bridges and everywhere else. And they have these giant poles and they're walking along. Now, some of them have nothing and they walk along pretty well for a while and then they fall and die. Most of the high wire acts that are safe, they're walking circumspectly. If they just choose to walk to the left or right, they're going to fall off and die. Professing Christians that say they can walk their own way, and people in the world that say they can walk their own way, they're going to walk in life a certain amount of distance and they're going to fall off and die. Those that are trusting in the balance, in Jesus, the one that can wash you and make you sanctified, is they don't trust their walk. They trust the one that is their balance. They trust that one to balance them, to counter them, to keep them from falling. Hi, Daddy. They trust them to keep them from falling. They trust them. That was beautiful. Josiah's kids are saying goodnight, Daddy. So think about this. I put you on mute, brother, just for a second. Think about this. They're sitting there. They're walking along this path. and they know they're going to fail. And they don't put their trust in their ability to succeed on the path. They put their trust in the balance that's holding them and keeping them from falling to their death. You see the difference? The biblical Christian follows Christ, trusts Christ, knows he's a failure, and does not trust in himself, and he doesn't give up because he knows that the one that's holding him up and keeping him balanced is the one that he puts his trust in, that sanctified him and washed him and made him clean. The world says we change the gospel. We change the truth, and therefore we lose it altogether. I got a question for you. Where's your trust at? Where's your trust at today? Are you trusting in the world? Are you standing up and saying, even if I die, even if I'm you know, hated by everyone else, even if I am rejected by everyone, I'm going to stand up and tell people the truth.
Yep.
I'm going to stand and walk the truth. I'm going to tell them the truth. Memorize 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Memorize it. You know, it will help you a lot. You know, 2 Corinthians 5, 21 is another good verse that you need to think about. For our sake, God made him who knew no sin to become sin, so that in Christ Jesus, I'm adding a little bit, paraphrasing, but in Christ Jesus, you and I might be called and declared the righteousness of God.
Amen. Something my little kids reminded me of was our kids are not born saved. They're born little wretched sinners, and we need to try to be getting the gospel to them while they still love daddy or they still love mommy. And we just need to try pouring in their lives love and the truth of the gospel, the truth of the Bible, start with creation, and give them no excuse, so that way they can go into this world with a chance. You know, not everybody gets to have kids that are saved. So be planting those seeds as early as and as often as you can, so that they can have a chance. That's what
Amen.
We do at our house.
Amen. Guys, get out there and share the gospel. You know, make some decisions in your life. What are you going to stand for? You know, Melissa says, amen, Josh. Josiah, sorry. Josh.
Just don't call me late to dinner.
Late to dinner. Guys, you're late to dinner. What are we standing for? If you're willing to stand up and stand up for truth and holiness and righteousness, I want to encourage you to do that today. You know, as Andrew always says, we need to strive to make each day an eternal day for the glory of God. And that's what we want to close in. That's what we want to close and tell you, encourage you to all to do, is strive to make today an eternal day. Somebody needs to hear this. You know, somebody needs to hear this discussion to lay it out. Your pastor needs to hear it. I'm going to encourage every one of you, please. As I said at the beginning, there are so many groups that are trying to silence Christians. Please don't be a part of that group. Do the best you can to share these messages and share this with other people. Look, there are people that need to hear this and to know that there are voices out there that are standing in the gap and telling the truth and trying to glorify God. Guys, good night. It's been 2 hours and 3 minutes and 58 seconds. We are out of here. All right. Night. God bless.
Lord bless you.